With me now on the line from Atlanta, I think, is Peter Dykstra. He's an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and dailyclimate.org. Are you there, Peter?
Therefore I am. How you doing?
Good. All right. Well, I want you to tell us about what's going on beyond the headlines. What do you got for us today?
Well, back in the 1980s, very controversial Secretary of Interior for President Reagan, James Watt, became known for laying out oil and gas leases offshore and on land without checking with the oil industry to see if there was any interest in leasing them. And a lot of times there just wasn't. There's kind of a rerun of that going on now in public lands in Utah. The Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, created by President Clinton under the Antiquities Act, was reduced by President Trump, largely so that some coal interests and copper mining interests could get into areas they had expressed mining interests in the past. Turned out there was no interest in the very low-grade coal that was available there. And now a copper mine that was proposed by a Canadian company has been dropped because the company's out of money.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, copper just makes pennies. There's not a lot of dough in it these days.
Not a lot of dough. You know, all of this is part of the legacy of Watt's spiritual successor, Ryan Zinke. He resigned in December in a cloud of controversy. And this week, President Trump announced he'll nominate David Bernhardt, who was Zinke's assistant. And unlike the replacement at EPA for the scandal-plagued Scott Pruitt, Andrew Wheeler over at EPA was a former coal lobbyist, but David Bernhardt, likely to be Interior Secretary, was actually a former oil lobbyist, so there's a big difference there. He had also worked to lobby for copper miners in the past.
You know, you need diversity among your crew. What else do you have for us, Peter?
Well, there's a study from the University of Southern California suggesting that there could be a link between early exposure to traffic pollution and a fondness later on for a junk food diet. This was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition based on a previous study on animals that suggested that exposure to diesel exhaust made mice crave higher calorie diets. The new study follows human kids who consumed 34% more food high in trans fats if they had constant early exposure to air pollution.
Was this related to income or race or anything like that?
No, the scientists that did the study said they were very careful to make sure it crossed economic lines, racial lines, and looked at all income levels.
So it turns out that sitting in the car isn't what makes you fat necessarily. Breathing the air that goes by, huh?
Breathing the air, and apparently there's a possible link between inhaling air pollution and later on inhaling Big Macs.
And what do you have from the History Vault for us today?
The 160th birthday of one of the leading lights of climate scientists, the chemist Svante Arrhenius, a Swede born on February 18th, 1859. He published one of the first definitive papers on what we now call the greenhouse effect. It turned out to be one of the biggest I told you so's in the history of science back in 1896 when he suggested that coal burning could impact temperatures in Europe.
Well, he got that one right. Thank you, Peter. Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and dailyclimate.org. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these on our website, loe.org.